Even though half the population menstruates, talking about periods can be taboo. Women and girls all over report stigma, shame, and discrimination around their periods. We are starting to see some progress around the world, though. In many places, it's becoming more acceptable to talk openly about menstruation. There's been more media coverage of the negative stereotypes, and a number of countries have abolished the sales tax on menstrual products. Then there's Scotland. It's on track to become the first in the world to provide free pads and tampons for everyone. The World's Sarah Birnbaum reports.
The result of the vote is yes, 112. There were no votes against, and there was one abstention. The motion is therefore agreed.
And with that, the Scottish Parliament took a step closer to making history. The Free Period Products Bill would force the Scottish government to make sure that everyone who needs sanitary products can get them for free. During debate, the bill's sponsor, Monica Lennon, declared that menstruation is normal and free universal access to tampons and pads should be normal too.
Period dignity for all isn't radical or extreme. It's simply the right thing to do.
The Conservative-led Scottish government initially opposed the bill, but they did a U-turn last week. And yesterday, the bill sailed through the first stage of the parliamentary process. That doesn't mean there aren't issues, though. For example, lawmaker Graham Simpson said he had serious concerns about the expense.
We have no idea at all what any of this would cost. There's a huge disparity between what Monica Lennon said and figures, ludicrous figures actually, quoted by the government.
The government estimated the bill would cost taxpayers $31 million a year. That's more than two times Monica Lennon's original estimate. And then there's no clarity on how the pads and tampons will be distributed. Some lawmakers have proposed a voucher system where women can register for free products and then present a card or voucher to shops. Other lawmakers want to make tampons and pads available at designated public places like community centers and pharmacies. All these logistics will have to be ironed out now in this next stage of the legislative process. But there's some precedent. In 2018, there was a pilot project that gave free menstrual products to women in Aberdeen, and Scotland already provides free tampons and pads in schools, colleges, and universities. In other words, Scotland is already a global leader on this issue, and activist Victoria Heaney says that's because Scotland has strong feminist leadership across the board in politics, trade unions, and community groups.
We have a lot of women who are on the same page and who are willing to rise up over party lines and divides to actually create something that works for women.
Heaney says she hopes yesterday's vote inspires women around the world, women who are fighting to destigmatize menstruation in their own countries.
I definitely think it is setting an example to the world. Try and aim higher, you know, set your aspirations and go for it.
For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.